In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we began with Adam and Adam's fall, and how all the saints of the Old Testament are glimpses of what God is calling us to be. We're going to participate in all that the saints have gone through. It's a totality of what God wants. And then the second part was basically the every 2,000 years, the year the Jesus renews the face of the earth. And now the third part is the new era, the kingdom. Why is God doing this? Why didn't he do this earlier? And Jesus shows us this. He says the new era that I'm preparing is the era of love. It's the era of the third fiat. It's the this era of love is the way God wants humanity to live, one with him, fused with him. He says, I shall confuse you by means of love. I shall follow you from behind. I shall come forward towards you in the front to confuse you in love. He is so in love with his soul, his children, the humanity, that he says, wherever you have banished me, I shall raise my throne. That's why St. Augustine says, where sin abounds, grace will be even greater. Grace will be even more wonderful. And that's what's coming for all the earth. He says, I shall raise my throne and there shall be, I will raise more than before in a more astonishing way. So much so that you yourself shall fall at the foot of my throne as though bound by my power of love. And then he added, my daughter, Louisa, humanity rages more and more in evil. How many machinations of ruin are they preparing? They shall reach the point of exhausting evil itself. People have said to me, how much more can we endure? I think this is about it. And it's like, you haven't seen anything yet. This, when evil is destroyed, when evil is gone and banished from earth, the devil was banished from heaven. When heaven comes to earth, he'll be banished from earth. Not just our earth, not just our solar system, not just the Milky Way, but the universe. And God is saying to the devil, take what's yours and leave. Take what's yours, take what belongs to you and leave. So this is where everyone is showing God and showing each other what they really want, what they're really living for. And it's sad. He says, how many machinations of ruin are they preparing? They shall reach the point of exhausting evil itself, exhausting evil. But while they are occupied with following their own human way, I, God, shall be occupied with making the Thea Voluntas Tua have its completion and fulfillment on earth as it is in heaven. And that my divine will reign upon earth, but in a completely new way. No eye is seen, no ear is heard, no heart is conceived the love that God has for his children. I, Jesus says, shall be occupied with preparing the new era of the third fiat in which my love shall show off in a marvelous and unheard of way. Ah, yes, I, God, want to confuse humanity completely in love, overwhelmed in love. Therefore, be attentive. I want you with me. I want you in preparing the celestial divine era of love with me, Jesus says. That is our job. Our job is to really begin to banish everything but the divine will. A lot of people hear the divine will and they think, oh, this is another form of saint. It's another saint. It's another way of holiness. No. This is a new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied about. Never before seen. I mean, Adam saw it. Jesus and Mary lived it. Louisa possesses it, but that's about it. I mean, I've heard so many people saying, oh, I'm living in the divine will. It's a nice thought, but until your last breath, as scripture says, you can't turn away from God. And the evil one is going to try to seduce as many people, especially those in the church. He wants to lead people away from what God wants. And yes, we want this gift more than anything, but to live in it now, it's a dream. It's a desire. It's a longing for. But what do we do each week? We go to confession. Blessed be Father, for I've sinned. This is what I thought, said, did, and done, and failed to do. I don't want to live like this. God goes, good. Keep on struggling. Keep on striving. Prove to me that this is what you want, and you will have it. That's why he says the survivors of this great chastisement will be living in the divine will. He says very, very clearly, we shall lend a hand to each other. We shall work together. This is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And then he drew near my mouth, sending his omnipotent breath into my mouth. And Louisa says, I felt a new life being infused in me. And he disappeared. We say this to Jesus, breathe in my breathing. I want to feel this new life infused in me, Lord. I want to be one with you, Jesus and Mary, through Louisa. I want this new and divine way of holiness. I want nothing other than the celestial and divine life of love, which you want for humanity reigning in me. See, Jesus wants to use, he says to Louisa in volume 36, I want to use your senses for God. He wants to gaze in our gazing, listen in our listening, speak in our speaking. He wants to reign in us in a complete way, as the way he planned from the beginning, image and likeness. Volume 15, 4, 14, 19, 23. Now, my daughter, let's come into the divine will. Come to the divine will. And do you think it is a sanctity like all the other sanctities of the saints? Do you think it's a good? Do you think it's a grace? Almost like all the other saints that I've given to my saints for so many centuries, to the other saints and to the whole church. No, he says, no, this is about a new era. It is about a good that must serve all human generations. But it is necessary that I, as God, first centralize all the good in one creature alone, one creature born of original sin. Our Lady wasn't born with original sin. She was chosen by God to be Theotokos, Mother of God. Louisa was chosen by God to be the first that God can centralize all the good of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, into one creature alone. As God breathed into Adam, God wants to breathe into Louisa so he can breathe into us. Just as I did in redemption by centralizing everything in my mother, Mary, in order to dispose souls to live in my divine will, to let them partake in the goods that the divine will contains, to make mankind return to the path of his origin, just as Adam was created by me, I myself wanted to pray as the first, making my voice resound from one end of the earth to the other, even up high in heaven, saying, clearly, our Father who art in heaven. Our Father. Remember what he said when he rose from the dead? He said to Mary Magdalene, tell the apostles, I'm going to my God and to your God, to my Father and your Father. He brought us back. He redeemed us. Mary was with him in that redemption on Calvary. I did not say my Father. I called him the Father of the whole human family so as to engage him in that which was I was going to add, may all hallow your name so that your kingdom may come, your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we hear somebody blaspheming the name of the Lord, it's not to be enraged. It's to say to the Lord, I am sorry this is happening to you, Lord God Almighty. I want to repair this. I want to redo this as if this never happened. And not only that, but all the sins I want to repair and redo as you did on Calvary. I want to be one with you. I want to be one with your mother as you brought Louisa to be one with you, one with your mother, so that all can be repaired. All can be redone. That your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says, this was the purpose of creation. I, as God, asked the Father that it be fulfilled. I, as God, prayed the Father surrendered to my supplications. I, as God, Jesus says, formed the seed of a good so great that this seed might be known. I, as God, Jesus says, taught my prayer to the apostles, and then they transmitted it to the whole church. So that just as people of the future Redeemer found salvation in him and disposed itself to receive the promised Messiah in the same way, with this seed, this prayer formed by me, Jesus says, the church might pray and repeat my very prayer many times throughout the day and might dispose herself to receive the good of recognizing and of loving my celestial Father as their celestial Father in such a way as to deserve to be loved as children. See, if we recognize God the Father as our Father, we deserve to be loved as children. We deserve to receive the great good that God's most holy divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In this seed, Jesus says, and in this hope that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints for the last 2,000 years form their sanctity, and the martyrs have shed their blood. There is no good that does not derive from this seed of the Our Father. So the whole church prays. Now, when the church recites the Our Father, it is precisely for you, Louisa, that she prays, and your children, so that I, God, may centralize in you, Louisa, all the good that my divine will contains, and the way and the how the divine will may have life on earth as it does in heaven. That's why I love reading the Book of Heaven. That's why I love reading the calendar every day. It's the way and the how God is going to do this. And every day that you read, it's a surprise. Every day, it's a more fulfilled way on how God is going to do this. And then he says to Louisa, Louisa, even though you are not known, by echoing my prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the church prays me to me, the Lord God Almighty. The church presses me, Lord God Almighty, to centralize all this good in a second virgin, Louisa. So like a second savior, Louisa may save unsafe humanity. Now think about this. This Our Father, Jesus says, what I want is all this good to be in you like a second Blessed Mother, to be in you like a second Jesus. Louisa is the firstborn in the divine will. Of what? Of the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. When you see a baby and you look at that baby and you look at the parents, you can see, I see the mother, I can see the father. It's so obvious. What's happening here is Jesus says, finally, we have a newborn, a firstborn in the divine will who has the true life of the new Adam, the true life of the new Eve. Why? To bring about the saving of unsafe humanity. That's us. That's why we go to confession each week. We have been redeemed, but the evil one is still in charge. He's still Lord of the earth. That's coming to an end. And what God is getting us ready for is a new beginning where humanity will be safe from the evil one. Listen to what he says. And in making use of my inseparable love and divine mercy, I, God, may answer my own prayer, united to that with the whole church, making mankind come back to his origin, come back to the purpose for which I, God, created him. And that is why my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven has to happen. This is precisely the living in my divine will. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. So after 2,000 years of praying the Our Father, Jesus says, it's begun. It's begun. It's happening because of Louisa. And it's happening with all those little souls who are reading the how and the why this has to happen. And each soul that's reading the Book of Heaven is becoming more and more happy, peaceful, joyful to recognize, yes, this is the time. The next part is the work of the Holy Spirit in this time of sanctification. So how is this going to happen? Jesus says in Volume 12, 2, 22, 19, 21, let us say fiat together and say fiat throughout your life. Fiat has to be on your lips. My bishop, when he became bishop, he said fiat, fiat, fiat. I don't know how many times he said it in his letter to the people. That's a great sign. Fiat. Everything in heaven and on earth was filled with adorations, with the supreme majesty. And again, Jesus says, fiat. And the blood and the wounds and the pains of Jesus arose and multiplied to infinity. And for a third time, he said, fiat. This fiat multiplies in all the wills of humanity to sanctify them. And then he said to Louisa, Louisa, my daughter, these three fiats are the creating, redeeming, and sanctifying fiats. Fiat, fiat, fiat. When you say it, it's just not once, but fiat, fiat, fiat. I want creation to have its fulfillment. I want redemption to have its fulfillment. What is the fulfillment of creation and redemption? Sanctification. That God has called us to live. Sanctification. In creating Adam, Jesus says, I endowed Adam with three powers, the intellect, memory, and will. And with the three fiats, I shall accomplish the work of sanctification of mankind. Our human will goes back to God. Our intellect, we begin to think with the mind of Christ. Our memory is, what did Jesus and Mary do? How did they live? What was their life like at home in the house of Nazareth? What did they talk about? What were they focused on? And then finally, the sanctification. How do we begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? It's through Louisa. So Jesus says, in the third fiat, my divine will wants to display even more. I, God, want to assail the human will. I, God, want to place my very divine will as support of his human will, in such a way that the human will shall remain not only enraptured and chained, but sustained by an eternal will of God, such that making itself prop for the whole of man, he shall almost be unable to escape this living in the divine will. It's going to be our life. So he says, the human generation shall not end until my divine will reigns upon earth. My redeeming fiat shall place itself in the middle between the creating fiat, which is the middle part is redeeming fiat, and the sanctifying fiat. So this life that God breathed into Adam, image and likeness of God, which was defeated, and this life of living back that life that Adam lost is the redeeming fiat. Because of what Jesus has done and Mary did on Calvary, repairing and redoing, mankind was redeemed. Why? To enter into this sanctifying life. This is what Jesus is saying. They shall intertwine all three together. It's a braiding. And when you braid hair, if it's not colored or in any way different, when you braid hair together, it's you don't know what is what, which one is which. God wants us to be one with him, one with his mother, because of what he's done with Louisa. So when we link ourselves to Louisa, we again can be braided in together, intertwined together, all three together, and shall accomplish the sanctification of mankind. The third fiat, Jesus says, shall give such grace to humanity as to make humanity return almost to the state of origin. Now, when people read almost, they go, well, it's not going to be quite as good. No. Here's the state of our original state. What Jesus says to Louisa is, here you're coming back, because it's not the life of Adam and Eve, the fallen state. It's the life of the new Adam and of the new Eve, which is light years superior to what God gave to Adam. That's why we say on Holy Saturday night, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy about this? Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. His mother is our queen and mother, our mother. And then he says, and then once I have seen that mankind, just as he came out of me, but even more beautiful, my work shall be complete. I shall take my perpetual rest in the last fiat. You see why Our Lady said, time has now come to an end. The last fiat is being spoken. The last step to live in the divine will, one with God, is taken by Jesus and Mary and given to Louisa. Only the life of my divine will, Jesus says, shall give back to humanity the state of origin. Therefore, be attentive. Be attentive to me is read this, study this book of heaven. Together with me, Jesus says, read this book. Help me, Jesus says, to complete the sanctification of mankind. I want a human to be one with me and my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. And he says, and Louisa, you are the firstborn. You were the chosen one to bring this about. This is not about being good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a saint. This is about living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. That means this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit has to happen, which hasn't happened yet. And then finally, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, it's like a diploma to do what you're called to do. The final part of this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, is to go back to where Adam was before the fall. Sanctification. Complete sanctification. Volume 13, 11, 12, 19, 21. My daughter, the sanctity of my divine will is not yet known. That's for people who are reading. If we knew what this was about, there would be no more sin. If we knew what this was about, if we live what this is about, there would be no more sin. And he says, this is the reason for the wonderment of those who read, study, and put this into practice. And in fact, when something has been known, the wonderment ceases. If we knew about the divine will, we'd say, here it is, I've got it all. No, nobody has it all. Louisa does, and she can't even get near to saying this. Why? To enter into the divine will is to enter into eternity, where Our Lady says, that's where my children belong, to enjoy the beatific vision. That's for all eternity. It never ends. It never ends. There's never, I know it all. You'll never get to that point. He says, to know this completely is to have the wonderment cease. All the sanctities of the saints for the last 2,000 years symbolize something that is spread in creation. And there are sanctities symbolized by mountains. This is the great saints. Sanctities symbolized by the trees. They're powerful. Others by plants. Sanctity of the saints, the little flower. Jesus is showing us the stars in the sky. Many other similes. All these sanctities have their own limited an individual good, and they have their beginning as well as their end, and they cannot embrace everything, and they cannot do good to all, just as a tree or a flower cannot do so. So Jesus is trying to help us let go of our goal of becoming a saint. It's not that he doesn't want that. That's just the first step. He says, a lot of people go, I've got my St. Teresa. I don't need anything else. Thank you. I mean, how many people have I met? Good souls, beautiful souls. But when you say, here's Louisa, they go, don't need it. Don't need her. I got my saints. Thank you. Louisa isn't a saint of the saints. Father Bucci says, Louisa, when she was called Louisa La Santa, she was the saint. She was the saint of the divine will, the saint of the divine will. So Jesus says the saints that we've known cannot embrace everything and do everything good to everyone because they haven't entered into this understanding, this life of the divine will. That's what God is calling us to. He saved the best for last. I mean, look at Moses and Elijah and King David. They never received the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ in Holy Eucharist. They never received the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven fruits of the Holy Spirit. The 12 fruits, the seven gifts. Sorry, I knew there was something wrong there. But more is coming. More is coming. Now, the sanctity of my divine will shall be symbolized by the sun. This gives us a clue, like the sun at Fatima. Why did God do this? Why did God allow the Blessed Mother to be the woman clothed with the sun? The sun has always been and shall always be, even though it has a beginning in illuminating the world, since it is a light that took origin from my eternal light, Jesus says. It can be said that it has no beginning. The sun does good to all of humanity. The sun extends to all with its light. The sun makes no exception with anyone. With its majesty and its dominion, rules over everything and gives life to everything, even to the littlest flower, but silently, without noise, and almost unobserved. And then Jesus says, now the sanctity of my divine will, symbolized by the sun, shall come out from the center of my sanctity. It shall be the array delivered by my divine sanctity that has no beginning and no end. So these souls existed in my sanctity in the beginning. They existed and they shall exist to the end. This is what God has planned. So as he says to us, as he said to Louisa, begin to live in the divine will. Begin to live here. Now the fullness is not here yet. We've got to go through this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming to the earth. We got to go through the 3 days of darkness, the warning, the miracle. We got to go through all that. It's not the end yet. It's not the fullness yet. So he says this, in this sanctity, I see my shadows. I see my images. I see hovering over the whole earth, in the air, in the heaven. He says, and this is why I love and I shall love the world, because I am waiting for my divine sanctity to have its echo upon earth, for my rays to come out of the light and give me complete glory, complete honor, complete praise, returning back to me the love and the honor that others have not given to me over the last 6,000 years. However, just like the sun, they shall be the most unobserved, without any clamor, because if anyone wants to look at them, my jealousy shall be such that they shall run the risk of remaining blind and shall be forced to lower their gaze in order to regain their sight. And then he says, do you see how beautiful is the sanctity of my divine will yet? Do you understand? This is not the sanctity of the saints. Doing the will of God, that was beautiful. But now Jesus says, now I'm going to give more to humanity. I'm wrapping up the show, if you want to say, and we're going to now enter into from creation, redemption. To fulfill creation and redemption, I'm going to bring sanctification to the earth. It is the sanctity that is the closest to your creator. Therefore, it shall have primacy over all the other sanctities. It shall enclose within itself all the other sanctities together and shall be the life of all the other sanctities. I get a kick out of when somebody in religious life says, well, I like Louisa, but my foundress is so amazing. And yes, it is amazing. It's good, it's holy, it's saintly. But what does Jesus say? The divine will, he says, is the closest to your creator. The sanctity of the divine will is the closest to God. It shall have primacy over all the other sanctities. It shall enclose within itself all the other sanctities together and shall be life of all the other sanctities. And then Jesus says, Luisa, what grace for you to know the divine will. What grace for us. We are nobodies. We are nothings. And yet God has given us the book of books, the book of heaven, to be like Luisa. Luisa's the firstborn, to be linked to the firstborn like a solar rays coming out from the center of God's divine sanctity without ever detaching from it. And then he says, a greater grace I, God, could not give you. A more potentious miracle I, God, could not operate in you. Are we hearing what Jesus says? This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. I could not do anything greater than this. I'm breathing into you my image and likeness again. Be attentive, he says, which says, read, study, put this into practice. My daughter, Luisa, my ray, because every time you enter into my divine will and operate, it happens as when the sun hits the glass and many suns are formed. Look at the refraction of light on a diamond. It happens when the sun hits the glass. Many suns are formed in it. In the same way, Luisa, and he says to us who are linked to Luisa, you repeat my life as many times. You multiply my life as many times. You give new life to my love as many times as you wish. Somebody once said to me, how many times do I have to say fiat? And I'm going, how many times do you say I love you to your wife? Is it just at the wedding feast? And that's it? No, you should be falling more and more with your spouse. More and more with the one who you said to God, I'm going to marry. You promised God that you were going to marry and be one with her, one with him. So Jesus says, in the same way, you repeat my life as many times as you wish. You multiply my life as many times as you wish. You give new life to my love as many times as you wish. When you go to Holy Mass, when the priest says, let us pray, that's the time for you to pray silently what you're praying for. Are you praying what Jesus says? Do you want to repeat my life as many times as you wish? Let us pray. Lord, let us repeat your life as many times as you wish, with every thought, every word, every deed. You want to multiply my life as much as you wish? Lord, I want to multiply your life. I want you to gaze in my gazing, speak in my speaking, beat in my heart beating. I want to give you new life to my love, Jesus says, as many times as you wish. Lord, give me new life to your love. Let me begin to live this life as you planned, not as I planned. Do with me as you will, as you wish. You say to Luisa, you want to make me a divine masterpiece? Make me a divine masterpiece. Make my family a divine masterpiece. Make the world a divine masterpiece. Make the kingdom of God be established on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is waiting. He's giving us what to pray in the book of heaven. The book of heaven should be coming your life. It should be really becoming your life in a way that will astonish you. And that's what God's waiting for. Volume 14, 12, 3, 19, 21. Now living in my divine will is not only salvation, but it is divine sanctity that must rise over all the other sanctities of the saints and must carry the mark of the sanctity of its creator, the sanctity of God. This is something that's so amazing. This is what God is asking. Therefore, minor sanctities were to come first. That's the saints. That's first the men of the Old Testament, women of the Old Testament. And then the saints who receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, who really we're living the universal life of the Catholic faith. And then finally, now sanctity of sanctities through the church again. He says, therefore, the minor sanctities were to come first as cortege bearers and messengers, preparations for this divine sanctity, fully divine. That's where we're going. Eyes are not seen, ears not heard. And just as a redemption, I chose my incomparable Mother Mary as link and connection with me, from which were to descend all the fruits of redemption. Now, this is for us. So I chose you, Louisa, as the link of connection from which this divine sanctity of living in my divine will was to have its beginning. And having come out of my divine will to bring me the complete glory of the purpose for which mankind was created, it was to return along the same step of my most holy divine will in order to return back to the Father, to its creator. Everything is happening right now. There's no need for doom and gloom. There's no need for doom and gloom. If doom and gloom is there, it's because we really haven't begun to give our fiat in all situations. We haven't done that yet. God is waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. Volume 14, 7, 16, 19, 22. In the face of my divine will, your human will must disappear. What does that mean? You don't kill it. Your human will can't be in charge of you anymore. God's will must be in charge. Your human will, Jesus says, I made the human will for God. I made the universe for man. In the face of my most holy divine will, your human will must disappear. Besides, it is the sanctity of my most holy divine will that wants to be known. Here is the reason. The sanctity of living in my divine will has no path, no doors, nor keys, nor rooms. It invades everything. Do you see what God is doing? He's saying your limited human will causes you to go to confession each week. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. I don't want to live like this. The sanctity of living in my divine will has no path, nor doors, nor keys, nor rooms. It invades everything. Jesus says, now I can make my children what I have planned to make my children, my divine image and likeness. My divine masterpieces. My children are going to be like me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. So Jesus says, it invades everything. It is like the air that one breathes. Everyone must and can breathe this divine will if they want. But if they want it, they must put the human will aside. We are not going to choose anymore. What does human will bring you? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. How many good Catholics say to me, oh, I got to worry about my family. I got to worry about my family. I got to worry about my family. Jesus basically says that insults him. You can be concerned, but you surrender your family to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus, Mary, these are your children. I surrender them to you. There's no more worry on my part. I have complete confidence in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in your mother. I'm satisfied. I might not see it, but I know you're going to take care of it. You're my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. You're their Lord, their Master, their Savior, their King. There's nothing to worry about. If they want it, they must put the human will aside. And then the divine will shall make itself be breathed by the soul and shall give the soul the life, the effects, the value of the life of my most holy divine will. And if it is not known, if you don't want, okay, that's good. I like the saints. If it is not known, how shall they be able to love and want a living, a life that is so holy? The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And the greatest glory that a soul can give back to God, to be in his image and likeness. This isn't about being good and holy and saintly. That's the first step. It's about living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, volume 10 through volume excuse me, volume 11 through volume 19, and then receiving the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. The sanctity of the other virtues is known enough in the whole church. Whoever wants it can copy it. I mean, you can join a religious order if you wish. And this is why I was not concerned with multiplying that same knowledge of each group, each religious community, because the sanctity of my divine will, living in my divine will, the effects of living in my divine will, the value of living in my divine will is the final stroke, brush stroke of my creative hand that shall give to humanity in order to render humanity similar to God, which is not yet known. If you read the book of heaven 100 times, you still don't know it. You're not even close. We're not even close. When that great event happens, where this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit happens upon the earth, we will know it. Those that survive will know it. God is going to show us where we are in his life. When that happens, so how can we prepare for this new and divine way of holiness? How can we prepare to enter into this illumination of conscience? Read the book of heaven. You want to know what it's going to what's going to happen? Are you interested? This is the final brushstroke of God creating man to what he has called him to be, in order to render the soul similar to God, which is not yet known. This is the reason for all my urging, Jesus says. This is the reason for what I have told you that needs to be manifested to whom? To us. How is it manifested to us when we sit down and read, when we sit down and really begin to embrace this gift of gifts? My daughter, volume 17, 517, 1925. My daughter, to what you have said on fusing yourself in my divine will, another appeal must be added. That of fusing yourself in the order of grace, in everything that the sanctifier of the Holy Spirit has done and shall do for those souls who are to be sanctified. So Jesus says, now there's more. I want you, you've talked about fusing yourself with the Father, fusing yourself with Jesus and Mary. He says, now you got to fuse yourself with the Holy Spirit. Why? This gift is coming to all the earth. And God says, this is your ticket. If you fuse yourself with the sanctifier who has done and shall do for those who are to be sanctified, he says, then you're ready. He says, more so, since we, the three divine persons, are always united and operating, if the creation points to the Father, redemption points to the Son, the fiat voluntas tua points to the Holy Spirit. This great Spirit, this great outpouring of the Spirit is coming. We haven't seen anything yet. And this is why we rejoice in the fact, yes, we are at battle, but when God reveals the fiat voluntas tua, and that's what he's doing with the book of heaven. It is precisely in the fiat voluntas tua that the Spirit shall make display of the Holy Spirit's divine work, this time of sanctification. You do it when on coming before the Supreme Majesty, you say, I come to requite you in the love for everything that the sanctifier does for those who are to be sanctified. So Jesus is teaching us, this is the prayer I want you to pray. When we come before the Supreme Majesty, when you kneel down in church before the Blessed Sacrament, this is what Jesus says I want you to do. This is what you are to do, he says. I come to requite you, Lord, in love for everything that the sanctifier does for those who are to be sanctified. I come to you, Lord, to enter into the order of grace so to be able to give you the glory, the requital of love, as if all humanity, past, present, and future, had made themselves saints. Why? To repair for you for all the oppositions, for all the sin, the lack of correspondence to grace. This prayer is for those who are striving to live in the divine will. Do this when you come before the Supreme Majesty. I come to requite you in love for everything that the sanctifier does for those who are to be sanctified. I come to enter into the order of grace, to be able to give you, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the glory, the requital of love, as if every person, past, present, and future, has made themselves saints to repair you for all the oppositions, all the sins, and the lack of correspondence to grace. We'll end there and be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.